Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Happy to be joined on the BetQL Guest Hotline by a guy who's entering his 12th season with the Washington Capitals, scored 18 goals last season. It's Tom Wilson, Caps forward. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Will?
How are you, buddy? It's been too long.
Hey, before we start talking about Puck and the Capitals, congrats to you and your wife on the arrival of Teddy Wilson in May. That's awesome. You're a new dad. Teddy's around 5.5 or 6 months old at this point. That's great,
sleep.
Man. Congrats to you and your wife, Taylor. That's great.
Yeah, thanks. It's been an amazing summer. Obviously, a full-time job with the little guy, but it's awesome. It's been pretty special. So
it's nothing like it, right? Like just holding
changes
him,
your life, man.
Changes your life. Just like laying on the couch, have him sleep on your chest. Literally, it's the best.
Yeah. No. It's there's a bunch of new feelings and add some perspective, and it's pretty special to be able to welcome a son to the world. And he's 4 months now, and he's buzzing. So. I mean, he's going to be moving around in no time. I think he's going to be a terror, that's for sure.
When nice. Do you think you'll first put him on skates?
I don't know. We'll see. I think in Canada, you know, at your second birthday, you're pretty much expected to get out onto the ice.
Yeah.
We might get him some skates just to throw on the feet and get used to them here pretty soon. We'll see.
I mean, Teddy's got to catch up to Ovi's kids because I see what his kids are doing out on the ice. It's crazy.
Are they balling already?
Ballers.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to have some good role models. He's got, you know, Vince Backstrom and Sergei Ovechkin and all these guys ahead of him that will be paving the way, no doubt.
Right.
So, Tom, I got depressed a couple days ago when I saw a picture of you guys celebrating on the ice after winning the Stanley Cup back in 2018. And they had all of the players who were on that team who are no longer with the team in black and white. Mm-hmm. And then they had the three guys left in color. It was you, it's Ovi, and it's Carly. And that's it. Yeah. And I felt like crying a little bit when I saw that. Is it weird to you that almost all of the guys from that team have now moved on? They've either retired or moved to other teams. What's that like reminiscing about that amazing run you guys went on back in 2018?
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy how quick time flies. You know, it was a heck of a run. That team was so close. I still stay in touch with pretty much all those guys. You know, we didn't have a 5-year reunion party, so I guess we'll be looking at 10 years to get the gang back together. But it's it's crazy. I mean, a lot of guys have gone on to have, you know, successful careers in other spots, but just having Johnny and Owen, myself, you know, coming into training camp, there was a time where I was sitting on the bench looking around and it was a lot of new guys and I was like, man, I'm the odd man out here. You know, all the new faces coming in, but it's really fun. We got a good a good veteran group, and then, you know, I can be kind of the bridge to some of the amazing young players that are coming up. So it's a good time to be a Washington Capital, but definitely miss all those guys. And always fun to look back on the videos and the celebrations. It was a time of our life, and, you know, we got to get back to making some noise and taking another run at it.
Willie, I was also a little bit bummed. Sorry to bring everybody down. The Oshie news that he's going on the long-term IR. His health is just failing him. The back issue, too much for him to overcome. I mean, you can't ask for a guy who's going to give more to his teammates, his team, his city than what Oshie gave here in Washington. Everybody's forever indebted to him for what he's done.
He seriously seems like the greatest guy.
Yeah, like just great teammate.
Yeah, he's the best. He's like a brother. We got really close. You know, I'd do anything for his family, and I think he'd do the same for me. So it's cool when you have a bond like that. And he is a warrior. I mean, he's when I say he tried everything and anything to overcome this injury, there's no place he'd rather be than at the rink with the boys, playing hockey, snapping it around. He's a hockey player through and through, and he tried everything, but it's just it's been a really tough injury for him. And at the end of the day, this part of his life, health is so important. And, you know, I'm glad he kind of, you know, looked at himself and put his family first and his health first, because, he's laid it all on the line, and I think it's time right now just to take a step back, and hopefully he's able to, you know, you never know with Osh. I've learned that you never know. He could get, you know, suited up one day again, and I hope to one day play with him. But, you know, if not, it's been a heck of a run. He's a true warrior of the game.
Talking to Tom Wilson from your Washington Capitals, a couple weeks away from the regular season opening up. Your last preseason game, you guys won. I think it was Ovi's preseason debut. How's he look so far? I'm still trying to figure out what was the difference in Ovi last year, first half versus second half, because second half, he just turned it on and started scoring goals all the time. First half, we were beginning to wonder what was going on.
Yeah, I don't know. He looked really good. I watched the first couple periods the other night in New Jersey, and he was moving really well. So, you know, the ups and downs of the season, it's, you know, you just try and stay as consistent as you can. He's done that for so long. He's put the team on his back and scored, you know, 50 goals, 100 points and all that for 20 years now. So, you know, he has a couple weeks, a couple down weeks, and people freak out, but he always comes back roaring and scoring goals. So, you know, he looks good. I think he's hungrier than ever. You know, he loves coming to the rink. He loves the game of hockey. You know, we'll see. I haven't played much with him. He's kind of been in the other group, training camp. You know, the next week or so we'll get acclimatized together, and you know, I'm excited to get out there with him.
Willie, I've got two Caps jerseys. One's Ovechkin, all right? Mm-hmm. I don't have yours, sorry. But I've got I got Jake Virana, and that's the guy you obviously played with, and he helped you guys win a cup back in 18, and you know, he was a high draft pick, and you know, he had some off the ice issues, but now he's back with you guys as a tryout. Talk to me about how he's looked. Can he make the team?
Yeah, he looks good. I think he's on the ice. He's kind of same old V. He's got so much skill, so much upside, and obviously went through some tough times in his career the last few years. But you know, he's a guy that as a teammate you really pull for. And you know, talking back to 2018 in that group and those guys, he's one of those guys that's like a brother and a guy that you really want to do well and succeed and have a great life. And you know, he's coming in here and he looks good. So he's going to make it tough on the coaches to find a spot for him, and that's exactly what, you know, I think he wanted to do coming in here. So he's making some noise. He skates really well and just adds an element of fun around the rink. He's got that smile when he walks into the room, and he's a really good kid. So he says he's feeling really good about life and hockey and all that, and I'm happy for him. Hopefully he can get a crack at the lineup.
Willie, I was a little bit shook, I'm not going to lie to you, when I looked at the roster and some of the headshots of some of the young players that are on the team, and I came across Andrew Kristall. He's 19 years old. He looks like he's about 15, and then I was like, oh, my youngest kid is older than this kid that's playing on the Capitals. Like, what's that like for you coming into the locker room? I know you touched on it at the top of the interview. There's, you know, a mix of older guys and a lot of young guys in the room. What's it like when you see, like, a fresh-faced Andrew Kristall at 19 and some of the other younger players in that locker room now?
Yeah, it's so much fun. I think that's what's great about hockey is the culture and just the game and the history. You know, the game just goes on and new fresh faces, players come in and they're extremely skilled. And this kid, Kristall, I mean, he can play. He's got some of the best hands and shiftiness that I've seen, and little guy, but goes into the tough areas and comes out with the puck, and also just a really fun kid to be around. So it's pretty cool as you grow up, and you know, being able to play this long is obviously a huge privilege and something I don't take lightly. But one of the coolest things is just getting to know all the guys coming through the organization, and you know, now just hopefully helping the young guys any way I can, because the Caps have done an amazing job at bringing in, you know, first class guys, and it's really a fun group of youth coming through.
Well, what was it like for you? You go back to 2013. You're a teenager playing in the NHL with a bunch of men. What was it like to kind of fit into the locker room and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a whirlwind. I think you take every day, just day by day. You know, you wake up and you try and earn your jersey that day. You try and make an impact, do whatever you can. Obviously, us getting into a bunch of fights back then and just trying to stay in the lineup and do whatever I could. But it's the best thing in the world, being a teenage kid and, you know, realizing your dream, playing in the NHL every day, and being around, you know, Holtz and Ovi and, you know, Joel Ward, Eric Fair, all these guys back then that were super, super good leaders. They made me feel so comfortable coming to the rink every day, which is so much fun. And I look back and those are some of the most exciting years of my life, entering into the NHL and trying to stick around.
Willie, thanks for taking time for us on a game day, man. We appreciate it.
And stay healthy,
of course,
buddy.
We're always rooting for you, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
It's Tom Wilson, Capitals forward. You can go to WashingtonCapitals.com for tickets as they host Columbus here in D.C. tonight.
So it looks like they start in a couple weeks.
October 12th, boop, puck drop against the Devils. Against Josh
and then the
Harris
Wizards are going to start right after that.
Life flies by, buddy.
And it's Josh Harris. I'm rooting for the Devils because I own them. So
can you sell them already?
I'm going to be rooting for them. Sorry, Washington Commanders fans.
He doesn't really care
that's
about
my
the
team.
Does he care about the Devils?
Why would he care about the Commanders?
Commanders are his big dog now.
They are. They're the top priority, EB. Yeah, yeah.
Coming up next, we will get back into Commanders Bengals.
Thank you.
Our pal Scott Abraham, sports director anchor on ABC7, joins us next here on The Junkies.